This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very cool guy who is the co-founder and chief product officer of Sequence.ai, Ameya Talwalkar. Ameya, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here.
You've been in this space for a while, so you get it. The hackers, the malware, the exploits, the threats, it's all moving to the cloud. I'm moving my app to the cloud. Are you the API spy guy?
Well, you can say that.
What are you doing to secure the apps?
Yeah, so we are in the application security space. Typically for enterprises, they deploy applications that are consumer-facing or client-facing, and sometimes partners. We protect these apps from a variety of threats that are out there. We started off protecting these apps from bot attacks, and there are several types of bot attacks. I can go through them, in a list.
So let me give you an example. Vistaprint. Everybody loves Vistaprint to make business cards or, you know, printing holiday banners. They are a PCI-compliant retailer. Mm-hmm. Their whole app is in the cloud. It's all cloud-based. And they let you log in, and they've got users and credentials of a million-plus people
exactly.
who are executives and businesses, all you know, VPs of marketing all over the globe. And they log in, and they store a lot of stuff so that they can log back in a month later and say, I want to add another set of business cards. I got a new employee. I got their email. All that data is actually mineable if you are a bad guy
Correct.
To go, you know, fish that company if Vistaprint's app ever got hacked or exploited.
Right. So what you're just describing is value behind an account, right? And you can have value behind account at Vistaprint, you have value behind an account at a retailer.
Salesforce,
a bank, a financial
com,
institute,
a bank,
right?
Anybody.
A retailer, you have something valuable behind an account login. Mm-hmm. Even your social platforms you consider have some value behind them.
Facebook, Instagram,
any other thing, yeah. So
Twitter, LinkedIn.
There's some value behind it.
A lot of business value in LinkedIn,
correct,
yeah.
Right? And so the bad actors are behind that value. So to come back to your Vistaprint account, typically that kind of an application will suffer from what we call as credential stuffing or account taker attempt. How is that done? Is you run a bunch of bots and you send legitimate looking login requests with a bunch of credentials that you get in the underground market. And
like,
see which
Yahoo,
ones stick.
The Yahoo breach, right. I'm going to use the same password, even though it's not that email.
Right.
You find my company email, you find out I use the same password.
So it's a lot of people.
I'm changing my password, Vistaprint. Keep going.
A lot of people use their passwords across multiple sites.
So
it's just impossible to remember, right?
You can't stop consumers from doing that.
There are some estimates about 14 billion leaked credentials in the underground.
14 billion leaked credentials in the underground.
Right. So me as a hacker or somebody else as a hacker, it's very easy to grab a few of them. You have all the tools necessary. You have rentable infrastructure through which you send these requests. You don't want to be traced back, right, and attributed to these attacks. And so the tools take care of all of that. They are extremely sophisticated. You launch the tool, you punch the credentials, you say, I want to use this bad infrastructure to route my traffic. And you choose your target, and that's it.
Can anyone afford you? Can a small retailer that makes,
Absolutely.
You know, just new chocolate lollipops, but they've
Absolutely.
Only got
yeah.
a million in revenue, they're not big and they're growing, but now they're under attack because they have e-commerce that's growing.
Right.
Can they afford you?
Absolutely. We have started at the very high end of the enterprise. We solved this problem for the Fortune 500, the Global 2000 companies. And now we are working with the mid-tier as well.
So the knowledge and the advancements, are you crowdsourcing that knowledge back to your Sequence
Absolutely.
AI so that the cognition at headquarters of your solution, SaaS headquarters, is as good as at every
correct.
Client side,
so
but
we,
it's anonymized?
Correct. So we have a network effect, right? Our customers have an option to opt in to send us some telemetry about the attacks that are happening in their environment that are detected by our product. And it's completely free of PII information, so we don't cause any risk with GDPR or CCPA.
It's anonymized,
so
but it's
completely
enough
anonymous.
To make more intelligent.
Correct.
So
and we can push that to other customers in the same
enough.
Industry.
So a little guy with a little mom and pop shop
gets
is
the
getting the value of a Fortune
exactly.
500 solution.
Exactly.
Sequence.ai.
Sequence.ai.
And you chose .ai instead of .com because .ai says this is what we do.
This is what we do. Yeah, that's our differentiator.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Is there anything else you want to share with our viewers and listeners?
Well, so we talked a lot about account takeover and credential stuffing. And the whole industry, my industry, talks a lot about, they're fixated almost on those problems. But there are so many other bot-related issues like automated shopping. You know, shopping sneakers that are high in demand and low in supply. And bots get the, like, you know, a Hamilton show get listed in San Francisco.
Tickets
are gone in 3 minutes.
Kanye West's recent concert, now that he's doing gospel, the free tickets were sold, scalped on the black market for $500 a ticket.
Right, and they will be gone in a minute.
Those were free, by the way. If you got into the website in time, everybody could go to that concert free. He said it's free for everyone, but when the tickets are gone, they're gone. Yeah. So a bot is buying.
So I can almost guarantee you, not a single human being was able to get those tickets.
Wow.
These are all bots who are getting these tickets and selling them on StubHub.
So really, they're cyber criminals.
Correct.
And then they sell it on StubHub.
Yeah, there are a lot of other examples like scraping, right? Scraping for pricing information, from your competitor.
Intelligent analysis of competitors, you can outprice them. The
four-corner
gas stations, he just lowered his price by 2 cents a gallon. I'm going to lower mine by two.
There is a documented case of that. So Uber had this thing done for Lyft, where Uber created a program called Hell, which was faking real mobile customers and their locations to find pricing information that Lyft was,
but not completing the order.
Well, yeah, of course. They were just checking the pricing and which drivers are driving for both Uber and Lyft.
Do you think that's bad behavior or illegal, or it's just bad behavior?
It's just bad behavior.
So did Lyft hire you to say, get rid of the Uber bad behavior?
We are working in, similar.
It's very cool.
Yeah. And so the cases of, bots replacing human beings to gain something, some fraud, some intelligence, some advantage. There are just so many examples of this. Credential stuffing is where the industry gets fixated on.
So the industry is fixated on a small piece of the problem. Sequence.ai is looking at this whole problem on the cloud-based app that you need to protect with their help.
Absolutely.
This is an awesome interview. We finished the hot seat.
All right.
And I want to say, folks, visit sequence.ai as soon as you can. Do it before all these major holidays hit. Every year you're going to have that flood of problems. And what we're learning is these are more and more intelligent bad actor botnets that they can stop and solve and save money and save against breaches in the cloud where the apps have moved. Do it ASAP.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.